I'm Sharkeys Goon. Today it's Picard Season 1, Episode 9. We are almost done. It is Et in Arcadia Ego. I'll start there. Goon, did you know that's a 1637-38 painting by Nicolas Poisson, the leading painter of the classical French Baroque style? It depicts a pastoral scene with idealized shepherds from classical antiquity gathered around an austere tomb. Don't answer, because with the Romulans in pursuit, Picard and the crew finally reach Soji's home planet and discover more than they expected about the inhabitants. We get a surprise cameo. We get all the plot threads tied together in amazing coincidences. Goon, what did you think of Picard?
This is the first one that actually kind of felt like a Star Trek The Next Generation episode. The set design and even like the costumes reminded me of like the original series NTNG. It's still not up to that standards of writing with the other shows, but it started finally kind of feeling like it could be in the Star Trek universe. I didn't totally hate it. There was a lot of stuff that we didn't need. Love to see Brent Spiner as the son of
Dr. Soon.
Yeah, son of Dr. Soon, so Soon's son. And then it was good to see like the different I guess you would say generations of androids. So it wasn't the worst episode. I actually didn't want to shut it off. And there was didn't really feel like there was any B plot either.
Yeah, I agree. I think we're on the same page here. I found it to be my favorite episode. It doesn't mean it was good, but there was a good 10 minutes where it actually felt like Star Trek, and there was some halfway decent writing around Picard getting old. It was nice to see Brent Spiner. Soon's son, you know, a little forced. What are you going to do? I get it. But, you know, the guy looks exactly like his father and looks exactly like Data because it's all the same actor. A bit of a stretch there, but I'll let it go. We've got 709 showing up, sexy Romulan brother showing up. It's a bit of a mess. It like I said, it kind of worked for like 10 minutes, but it's still just a mess.
Yeah, I really don't understand like what the showrunner or the writers were going for that they couldn't make it more streamlined. I know we keep saying that it seems like it was two shows smashed into one and like they stretched a couple of episodes. But at the same point, it's like if they could have just given us something like this episode, beefed it up a little more Star Trek wise, and the whole series would have been better. Online, I saw somebody complaining that people are complaining that this isn't Star Trek. You know, it's not like, you know, it's like how we've complained about people complaining about Star Wars. But I'm like, with Star Trek, you expect a certain thing. And even if they went off into a different direction a little bit, you keep the core of Star Trek. This show hasn't kept the core of Star Trek.
Yeah, and as I'm deconstructing the 9 episodes so far, and maybe the 10th episode makes this clear, did we need the Borg cube at all? Couldn't we just have had the Romulans are trying to kill Data's daughter, we got to go find Bruce Maddox, and then we find out why the Romulans are trying to kill the daughter? Like, what does the Borg and 709 have to do with anything if you really think about it?
The only thing I could see is the writers trying to be smart, you know, thinking they're smart and going, hey, you know, we have the Sith, and then we also have the synths, and then we also have, you know, humans. But the Borg, you know, they were a combination of both. And look at how they're blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm sure they're going to come up with something where the Borg, you know, help the synths and the humans or the rest of the galaxy coexist.
Or was the Borg part of the other show that didn't get made, the one where Picard turned to the Borg for the Romulan rescue? I don't know. Maybe there was some scenes shot and they did some reshoots. I have no idea.
And neither does the showrunner.
They left a big dangling thread. Apparently, Soong-sun, say that three times fast, has I don't know what to call it, cloning technology, some sort of technology where he's got a body. So, you know, that's like a Chekhov's gun there. Clearly somebody's soul, M-gram, memories, something are going to wind up in one of these bodies. Is that to bring Data back? Is that for the horrible, horrible, horrible possible spoiler coming up here? Stop listening. Scary internet rumor that someone else becomes Picard. I'm meaning not Patrick Stewart, but clone Picard. And at which point I think people will riot in the streets. Or is it just to get Data back? Or is it to get Data back, but now he looks older because reasons, and now Brent Spiner can play older Data?
I think it's going to be older Data. And every time I see a Soon on screen or somebody that looks like Brent Spiner that's not Data, all I think is this guy's going to be a problem. I could see it. Anytime it's a problem. Like when he first came on, he's like, oh yeah, welcome everybody. I'm like, oh, there's your big bad right there.
Yeah, and it's lazy writing.
I mean, it's... And what you're saying about an internet rumor about a new Picard, you know, didn't they try to do that with Tom Hardy as a clone with the Romulans?
Yes, they did.
And it just didn't work. And that's one of the reasons why people don't like that movie, because he looked nothing like Picard, even a young Picard. You know, just, you don't have to keep using the same characters or whatever. You know, you can delve and make different shows, unless you're going to do Picard when he was in Starfleet Academy, which was supposed to be a show years and years ago, where, you know, it was people learning how to become into Starfleet. You could have done it in a Picard timeline, and then you could have had a new Picard, but I this show just aggravates me.
Yeah, another one of the rumors is that Picard dies, and then they rename the USS Van Halen as the SS Picard, and Picard refers to the ship, not the character.
Maybe, but wasn't this supposed to be at least a two season run? Didn't it get renewed for next season?
Maybe. You know, I read a lot of things, and I think the spin has been that the Secret Hideout guys use words like season two's in development, these other nine shows are in development, but that CBS hasn't actually picked these things up. And there's the whole thing of the CBS Viacom merger. And, you know, if this thing isn't working so well, why are we spending so much money? Maybe we need to get out of this whole Bad Robot Secret Hideout deal, and we should just let the franchise go dormant until that expires. You know, we're also living in a time now of a massive worldwide recession. And yeah, we're all sitting home streaming Netflix, but are you signing up for All Access if you're trying to figure out how to feed yourself? So, you know, maybe Picard doesn't come back.
Maybe. But the other thing that's always happened in recessions is that people always go to two things, booze and entertainment. So usually in the past, the biggest times for the movie industry, box office wise, is when there's trouble in the economy.
Interesting. I still don't know if how far down the list CBS All Access is going to be on most people's list, especially when, you know, this is Star Trek for people who don't like Star Trek, and the people who like Star Trek don't like it. And like, I don't even know what we're doing with this series. And then God help us when Discovery comes back.
Yeah, well, remember, they're rebranding that whole CBS All Access to something else. CBS All Access is merging with something, I forgot what it is, and I think once that happens, you'll have a better grasp on what's going to happen with the Star Trek universe.
Yeah, maybe they don't put it behind the total paywall. They just start doing what NBC is going to do with Peacock, which will be like kind of like Hulu. You can get a version of it with commercials for X dollars, and if you want commercial free, you can spend more money. At least that would help get Star Trek over the wall. I don't know.
Yeah, so at least we know that we don't know, CBS doesn't know, and the guys that make Picard don't know.
I'll tell you too, I meant to share, I was listening to, there's another Star Trek podcast, Shuttle Pod, that's tied to TrekMovie.com, and those guys do a really nice job, and I was listening to them trying to recap one of the recent episodes, and they're doing the same thing that has happened to us, where they want to talk about the show, but they have nothing to say, because they just kind of don't like it. Like, so it's not just you and I.
All right, cool. I mean, and the other thing I was doing, which is crazy, is that I was trying to pick like the set dressing, the outfits, all that kind of stuff, just to have something to talk about. And at least I had that. You know, the storyline itself, it's not that great. The acting, I do know what I forgot to say to you. Rios's ship has seatbelts, so they finally got seatbelt technology in Star Trek.
Hey, good job, and a Van Halen paint job. I forgot to say to you, you know, I was thinking about, what's her name? Aggie? Is that even her character's name? Blonde woman from the newsroom? You know, I know she killed Bruce Maddox, but I don't know. She seems nice, and I feel like she's sorry about it. I think we should just, you know, not worry about that whole murder.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's kind of like the one of those wartime things where you have to forgive her for a second. But, you know, once everything's done, you know, she has to pay for her crimes. But the other thing is, I could see this as a setup for her giving her up her life, you know, to make amends for taking a life. So somehow she's going to either give up her life for Soji, the new Data possibly, or, you know, Picard. Something's going to happen where she dies and she sacrifices herself, because it seems like every show now needs to have a stake where somebody dies for something.
Yeah, and then maybe the audience goes, oh, I didn't feel any emotion about that at all because I don't care about the character because of 10 weeks of lousy writing.
Yeah, and I finally found her last name. It's Girardi.
Oh, yeah, I think I like kind of knew that. You know, if you put it on a multiple choice quiz and you had me mix and match, I could have put that together. But I think if you had asked me to come up with it, it would have taken
me an hour. The only reason I know her name is because of the former New York Rangers player.
Ah, not going with former New York Yankees manager?
I didn't hear that last one.
Not going with former New York Yankees manager?
No, not at all. You know how I am.
All right. Let's head off to Chilteau Picard. I believe you were the owner, so you get to go first.
With Chilteau Picard, I'll have to give it like maybe a 4, just because it kind of felt like Star Trek.
All right. Since I am on the record saying this was the best episode of a series that is terrible, I will give it a 6.15, my new high mark for the series, making me the owner of not only Chilteau Picard, but the holodeck version of Chilteau Picard, where I spend my time.
Awesome. I definitely don't want to detail that place.
All right. Shark and Goon will return.